The Free Kaleido Festival is coming up this weekend, September 10th to September 12th, to be held in part at Jellybean Park in Edmonton, located at 92nd Street and 118th Avenue. This year's event is called Kaleido on Tour 2021 Dancing in the Street. There will be musicians, street performers, and visual artists on balconies and front porches, in indoor rinks and parks. Art will also be rolling by on flatbed trucks through the Alberta Avenue District. From Nate to Northlands, 75th Street to 106th Street and 111th Avenue to the Yellowhead. They will be stopping at select parks or large areas where people can safely watch and enjoy the show. Christy Morin is the artistic director and general manager for the Kaleido Festival. She says there are a lot of different things to see and do.
Well, the event starts this Friday night and goes all the way through till Sunday night. There are seven different sites along Alberta Avenue District, Borden Park, Elmwood Community League, Alberta Ave. There's stuff going on at the Carrot Community Arts Coffee House, the Jellybean Parkland, Spruce Avenue, Westwood. It's all across the district, and it's beautiful arts and music and celebration and workshops all coming together this weekend.
Morin says she is excited about this year's festival, but reflects on what happened last year.
Last year, we are probably the only festival that actually happened, and it was on wheels because we knew that this community needed extra love because there's different inequities in our community that we don't have, maybe internet and different things in the homes and the apartments. So we just thought we needed to really make sure that we did something. And then this year, again, with this new stream of pandemic, it's really important for us to be able to be safe, but also to see each other and be able to celebrate together and feel the humanness of community.
Trina Lewis is doing word art, using various quotes and sayings written in chalk for the Kaleido Festival. She says this is a great way to get out and enjoy time outside during the pandemic.
I think it's a nice break, especially they're doing it in spurts, so it's traveling once again this year, as it was last year. And so it helps to alleviate any big crowds like there have been when the festival runs regularly. I do chalk art, so it's nice to see all the bright things on the ground from all the chalk artists that are able to come.
Dallas Arcan is a hoop dancer and a musician. He will be playing some original songs at Borden Park on Saturday evening. He says that it's great to have the opportunity to play during the festival.
In the past, I've done hoop dancing, so when I showed up here today, they thought I was going to hoop dance. So I had to explain that, no, there's a musical side of me too, so I'm just playing some of my original songs. Accompanying me today is Sean. We're both kind of, we're Indigenous, and it's nice to come here and represent and share some of our music.
Sean Blues Puppy is an Indigenous musician and is excited to be playing at the Carrot Coffee House on Sunday at 1 p.m.
I'm going to be there coming full circle because it was the first time I played there when I was 17, and so now I get to play there again when I'm 25.
Morin says volunteers are always needed at events such as these.
We really need volunteers because some people are autoimmune suppressed and aren't able to come out. So if you are a strong and able-bodied person that'd like to come out and be part of our volunteer team, we'd love to have you.
There's so much for you and your family to take in, so go out to this fun and vibrant event. There will be a pancake breakfast on Saturday. The list of performers, stages, and artists can be found on the kaleidofest.ca website. For CFWE Radio, I'm Malika Kamakateo.